From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? Well, if you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Hey, it's snowing. 25 degrees here in Lawrence. The time is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, we have many, many frequencies all around the state. You can hear us streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. You can get us on your smart speaker. You can use our app. We have a KPR app available wherever you get apps, one for iOS and one for Android. Lots of ways to enjoy your favorite radio station on a snowy day and any other day, too.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting the 101st Vespers. The seasonal music tradition returns December 4th, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Stick around. Coming up in our next half hour, the state of the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, now being hampered in its ability to protect the public from health problems and emergencies after the loss of thousands of staffers. Also, coming up at 44 minutes past the hour, we will learn more about conservation efforts for the lesser prairie chicken. They used to roam across the Great Plains by the millions, now only a few thousand. They had federal protection, then they didn't. Now they've lost it again. It's a complicated story, and we'll explain it for you coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Weaver's Department Store, serving Northeast Kansas from downtown Lawrence since 1857. Open 7 days a week, offering apparel, cosmetics, and housewares. Online shopping available at weaversinc.com.
Winter weather advisory in effect till 6 o'clock tonight. More snow. It's going to be ending west to east, gradually coming to an end by about 6 o'clock tonight. The time is 3:20.
Support for NPR on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for morning edition, 5 to 9 a.m. A. Martinez, Layla Fadl, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts, getting you up to speed on all the news from overnight and also the latest on the local weather.
Support for KPR comes from the Holiday Farmers Market, featuring over 50 local vendors and holiday activities. Saturday, December 13th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. More at lawrencefarmersmarket.org.
25 degrees and snowy here in Lawrence. It is 3:30.
Disapproving of his job as president, according to the poll. Whoever wins the election will have to run for re-election next year during the midterms. For NPR News, I'm Mariana Baca-Yao in Nashville.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Let's turn to the weather first. We still have a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 o'clock tonight for virtually all of the KPR listening area. The notable exception would be down around Chanute. But everyone else, you've been dealing with snow all day. It will be ending west to east. We're starting to see some sunshine here in Lawrence. But, and this is a very big qualification, that does not mean that it is safe to go out and drive around at this point. It is absolutely not. Lawrence Public Library is closing at 5 o'clock this evening because of the inclement weather. It's best, if you can, to just stay off the streets wherever you are and let your local municipality deal with trying to get the snow cleared. For tonight, we are expecting a low in the teens, tomorrow a high in the upper 30s. Obviously, this storm has dumped several inches of snow in some places in the KPR listening area today. Matt Flanagan is with the National Weather Service in Topeka.
Most places have seen some snow. I think totals across the area will really range from half an inch to an inch up to that 4-inch threshold, with a couple of amounts higher than that, maybe closer to 4.5 or so.
Anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of total accumulation possible in the Lawrence area by the time it's all done this evening. Topeka expecting 1 to 3 inches. Eastern Kansas has another shot at snow on Friday, but that is not expected to produce as much accumulation. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has sent school districts another round of threatening letters. The letters sent last month say Wichita, Lawrence, and Cherryvale public schools could face lawsuits and lose federal funding because of their policies for LGBTQ students. In a recent interview, Kobach said he can challenge policies about honoring a transgender student's pronouns or locker room use, even if no one has filed a complaint.
If the policy is written down and the policy is being enforced, that's enough for the federal government to say, well, there's a Title IX violation here.
Earlier this year, Kobach supported a federal investigation into four other Kansas school districts for similar reasons. Lows around 14 tonight, highs in the upper 30s tomorrow, lows in the mid-20s tomorrow night, highs in the upper 30s for Wednesday. It's 25 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered. And you're listening to All Things Considered on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. In the Southern Great Plains, the lesser prairie chicken was once a common sight, but much of its habitat is now gone and its numbers are dwindling. In recent years, the federal government has flip-flopped on protections for the bird, first awarding, then removing endangered status in Texas and threatened status in Oklahoma and Kansas this summer. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports on how states and landowners are continuing the conservation efforts.
The wind whirls through the grass as Kara Brown treads between and wildlife.
It's a change in culture. It's a change in how you manage your property. You do it differently than your father and grandfather did. Maybe you do it a little more like your great-grandfather did. You just don't realize it.
Lamb says voluntary conservation helped other wildlife populations, like bald eagles. Now, it's about getting the public behind protecting lesser prairie chickens. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Anna Pope.
This story was co-reported with Chloe Bennett Steele of State Impact Oklahoma. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. You'll find more information on this story at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, amid reports of Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth ordering a second strike on a Venezuelan vessel, Mary Louise Kelly speaks with a Democratic senator about how Congress is handling oversight of Hegseth and the Pentagon. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at theaterlawrence.com.
26 degrees in Manhattan, 26 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock.
To this NPR station.
NPR's Morning Edition jumpstarts your day like that first sip of coffee or cold water on your face. Wake up tuned into the world every weekday morning from NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, your place for NPR News, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We have news headlines coming up next. Plenty more All Things Considered is still to come here on KPR. The time is 4 o'clock.
On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 8-week series starting on January 7th that introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
23 degrees in Lawrence, 27 in Manhattan. It is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, researchers say young liberal women are much less likely to have children than young conservative women. That could ultimately benefit the Republican Party.
These children are not yet voters. And so if you're trying to speculate how they're going to vote in 20 years, it's really difficult to conclude that this will advantage the Republican Party.
But we're going to talk about this trend a little bit more anyway and its impact. We'll also meet a man who serenades the tourists in a national park in Massachusetts. And coming up at just about 4:45, I'm going to tell you all about the White House reopening for public tours just in time for the holidays. What do the decorations look like? It's all coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes Private Igloos for Rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is almost upon us. Saturday night, December 13th, it's at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. Swinging Kansas City Jazz by the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Tickets are available right now at Liberty Hall or online at Ticketmaster.com. The details at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy, lows around 14 degrees. It is 4:20. News.
American farmers cannot hire enough people. They depend on foreign workers, and many of them are here illegally. So ICE raids are scaring them away.
Farmers have reached a crisis point. We have farms that are going out of business. We have food prices at an all-time high.
How farmers are trying to navigate a shrinking workforce. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight and a whole lot more with A. Martinez, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio, KPR's version of Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. The time is 4:30. This is KPR.
NPR News.
Well, stocks finished broadly lower on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The snow that began falling overnight in eastern Kansas took some residents by surprise. But according to Matt Flanagan with the National Weather Service, snowfall on December 1st is actually not at all unusual.
Our first one-inch snowfall for Topeka is late November. And really, look at the last several years, we've had some kind of snowfall really around this time, late November, early December. So not completely out of the norm, but maybe a snowfall of this magnitude a little bit earlier than we'd expect in the season.
Eastern Kansas has another shot at snow on Friday, but it is not expected to produce as much accumulation. Kansas hospitals rank 29th in the nation for patient safety. That's according to the Leapfrog Group, an independent nonprofit organization. The group scored 30 hospitals in Kansas, graded on the ability to avoid injuries, infections, accidents, and medical errors. Alex Campion is program manager of Leapfrog's Hospital Safety Grade Program. She says 23% of Kansas hospitals scored A's, which is pretty good, but there's room for improvement.
Of course, we'd like to see that percentage higher. We have other states achieving as much as 60% of their hospitals having A's.
You can see the hospital rankings at hospitalsafetygrade.org. We also have a link at our website. Just go to KPR News and the daily newscast listing. The restructuring of a national organization for social workers has left Kansas without a dedicated state representative. The National Association of Social Workers recently announced it was combining 14 state chapters into pairs overseen by a single director. The Lawrence Journal World reports that Kansas is now paired with Iowa, and the group's executive director in Kansas has been laid off. The association says it is, quote, undergoing a national internal realignment to strengthen operational efficiency and support for social workers. But the Kansas chapter says the realignment was undertaken without its input. Winter weather advisory for almost all of the KPR listening area through 6 o'clock tonight. Lows around 14 degrees overnight. If you have to be out and about, be cautious and always check 511 for road conditions.
Support for NPR.
Molt in Concord, Massachusetts.
Volare.
This is NPR News. You want to know what's going on in the world, not just the politics and breaking news, but the music, the art, the culture. Morning Edition from NPR News is here for all of it.
That is Miley Cyrus keeping the world on its toes. The new album.
That's Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter. They are in a new production.
Well, Lin-Manuel Miranda, thanks for the time and congratulations on 10 years.
Start your weekday mornings with us and catch conversations you might not expect.
You can hear Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. Matthew Algio will be your local host. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services, including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we will get you an update of news headlines at 5:01. At approximately 5:06, the FBI is continuing its investigation into the shooting of two National Guard members last week. The shooting suspect's time in a CIA-backed unit in Afghanistan could provide some clues. Details coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at LecomptonKansas.com.
Winter weather advisory for virtually everyone in the KPR listening area till 6 o'clock. We'll let you know when that is lifted. Snow ending from west to east. It is moving out of the area. It is 10 minutes before 5.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News, where we ask questions you want answers to. Get context, clarity, and accountability every weekday from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow from 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. It's 23 degrees in Lawrence and it's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com.
23 degrees in Lawrence, 27 in Manhattan. It is 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also check us out via app. We have a KPR app for iOS and for Android. Thanks for joining us this evening. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:30. At just about 5:35-ish, the state of the CDC, after losing thousands of staffers and facing attacks this year, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have been hampered by their ability to protect the public from health problems and emergencies due to a lack of staff, due to a lack of money. We will talk about it coming up here on KPR. Then once we get closer to 5:45, lesser prairie chickens used to roam across the Great Plains by the millions. Now they're only a few thousand, and they recently lost federal protection.
The bird was listed, then delisted, listed again. Now it's being challenged for a second delisting. That adds greater confusion and uncertainty to landowners.
How states and landowners are still working to conserve the lesser prairie chicken. Coming up in just about 25 minutes here on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
The winter weather advisory has shrunk a bit. Manhattan, you are no longer covered by it. Emporia, you still are. Pretty much everyone else still is, too. It's 5:20.
Support for NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. 5 to 9 a.m., all the news from overnight and a whole lot more with A. Martinez, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Baccaria Soloists, presenting their annual holiday concert with guest tenor J.W. Keckley, featuring Bach, Handel, Debussy, and a holiday sing-along. Friday, December 5th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Details at BaccariaSoloists.com.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up next on KPR. The time is 5:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Turning first to the weather, we do still have a winter weather advisory in effect for about another half hour, but it is smaller than it was earlier today. Again, the snow ending from west to east Manhattan. You are no longer covered. Waubonsie County no longer covered, but Shawnee County is. So in Topeka, you are still under this winter weather advisory. Jackson County not covered. Jefferson County is. So you can sort of picture where that line is. Atchison County, you are still covered. Brown County, you are not. But either way, whether you are actively seeing snow or not, it is not a great time to go out driving around. Roads are still slick. It's best to stay off the roads. Let the crews do their work and get things cleaned up. Hopefully things will be a little bit better overnight. In other news, Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has sent school districts another round of letters regarding their LGBTQ programs. The letters sent last month say Wichita, Lawrence, and Cherryvale public schools could be facing lawsuits and lose federal funding because of their policies for LGBTQIA students. In a recent interview, Kobach said he can challenge policies about honoring a transgender student's pronouns or locker room use, even if no complaints have been filed.
If the policy is written down and the policy is being enforced, that's enough for the federal government to say, well, there's a Title IX violation here.
Earlier this year, Kobach supported a federal investigation into four other Kansas school districts for similar reasons. Kansas hospitals rank 29th in the nation for patient safety, according to the Leapfrog Group, an independent nonprofit organization. The group scored 30 hospitals in Kansas on the ability to avoid injuries, infections, accidents, and medical errors. Alex Campione is program manager of Leapfrog's Hospital Safety Grade program. She says 23% of Kansas hospitals scored A's, which is pretty good, but there's some room for improvement.
Of course, we'd like to see that percentage higher. We have other states achieving as much as 60% of their hospitals having A's.
You can see those hospital rankings at hospitalsafetygrade.org. It's 5:35.
Support for Out.
For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.
You're listening to All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. In the southern Great Plains, the lesser prairie chicken was once a common sight, but much of its habitat is now gone, and its numbers are dwindling. In recent years, the federal government has flip-flopped on protections for the bird, first awarding, then removing endangered status in Texas and threatened status in Oklahoma and Kansas this summer. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports on how states and landowners are continuing the conservation efforts.
Lamb says voluntary conservation helped other wildlife populations, like bald eagles. Now, it's about getting the public behind protecting lesser prairie chickens. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Anna Pope.
This story was co-reported with Chloe Bennett Steele of State Impact Oklahoma. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. You'll find more information on this story at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Coming up, news headlines at 6:01. Then we will talk with Virginia's Democratic Senator Tim Kaine about how Congress is handling oversight of Pete Hegseth and the Pentagon in the wake of some revelations about possible war crimes. That's coming up here on KPR. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Wichita State University, announcing President Rick Neuma's book, Student-Centered, Innovation-Driven, Spanning the Transformation from Audacious Vision to Current Reality. More information at wichita.edu/book. It's 23 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
Thank you who donate to this NPR station.
The holidays can throw our usual routines up in the air, but here's one ritual you can keep to stay centered and informed. Listen weekdays to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition from NPR News on KPR tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. The winter weather advisory is being allowed to expire. It's 6 o'clock.